KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Tlane D and the Wushkitan of the Akkwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who maintained smokehouses on the tidelands, parked their boats in the harbor, and gathered driftwood for fuel. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunachish for your patience as we learn. You're tuned in to Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Kate Inge from Juneau Public Libraries. Hello, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing really well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
I think, Kate, I think you're the first person I've talked to in a long time who is calling in from their office. How does it feel to be back at work?
It feels pretty good to be back to work. I went back in last Tuesday, and as everybody knows, we reopened on Thursday, and it's been pretty great. It's been, I'm glad to be back.
Oh, that's great to hear.
I'm glad to be seeing patrons and everything. It's been, it's nice. It's nice to kind of slowly get back to, like, normal-ish.
A new normal.
A new normal, yeah.
So the three branches have reopened, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. and last time we spoke, it was going to be on a staggered schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still the case?
That is still the case. And, it's going to be the case for, I don't know how long, as long as there's cases that pop up in Juneau, we're going to kind of keep having a staggered schedule.
Mm.
Yeah.
So since that is the way it is for the foreseeable, you're actually still able to accommodate folks who are self-isolating or maybe not ready to come in person. I just want to refer folks to a really cool infographic on your Facebook page, and it had some great tips, but maybe you could go over the highlights for us.
Yeah, thanks. So, and this was kind of in place before the pandemic, but if you're somebody who you are sick or you're isolating at home, self-quarantining, or you just kind of want to stay home, you don't want to really spend that much time out in public, and you still want to get library items, you can put things on hold. You can call us. Like, we'll be more than willing to put things on hold for you, or you can go online to your account. And then you can give, if you have some trusted person, like either in your family or somebody who's kind of going out there getting groceries or prescriptions already for you, you can give them their your library card, and they can come into the library and pick up the holds for you and check out items for you too.
Okay. And what's up with fines if we can't get our items back on time?
We're being really lenient with the fines. If like you're sick, give us a call and we'll work with you on making sure taking care of the fines. Anything that was overdue while we were closed, those fines should not be there. And if you do happen to get fined while we were closed, we're really sorry, and just call us and we'll take care of it.
And right now, if folks have items to return, you'd prefer that they use the book drops outside of the libraries. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. So with a staggered schedule, we're also quarantining all library items for 3 days. So it's easier for everybody if you return it in the book drop. We gather everything up, put it in a room to kind of sit there for 3 days. And then after the 3 days, we check everything in like it was returned earlier in the week to kind of keep the fines, to make sure you don't get fined accidentally.
Yeah. Well, ahead of this interview today, I went on the library's website and I took care of some of my personal business. I have about 5-6 books checked out still. Mm-hmm. I did drop off a couple. I'm going to just drop off a couple every day. I noticed that my return date was updated to June 30th. So mm-hmm. I still have till the end of this month to return the items that I still have at home. So I don't know if that's the case for everybody. Or for most folks, is that sort of a blanket due date?
Yeah, that was a blanket due date we gave, I think, right after we closed. Like, right after we closed, I think we went to mid-May, and then when it appeared we were going to be closed for longer, everybody got a blanket due date to the end of June. I don't know if that applies to items that people had mailed to them, but definitely anything before then, so anything from, like, March should be due back at the end of June. And if you have questions, just you can call us at 586-5249, and we can double-check and see what the due dates are and renew things, too.
Yeah, I did renew a couple of things. I actually did that before I saw it. I had to tell how long I had them. But regardless, I also, you know, I ordered a couple of things to be picked up at the downtown branch, which is my closest branch to me at the moment that's open. Yep. And I got pretty excited about that. Yeah. And then I also wanted to mention how much I love the apps, you know, that you can use to request audiobooks and ebooks. I checked out a couple of things. I know Libby is the big one. I also like Overdrive, because if there's one that you don't have, you can recommend it.
Yes.
So I love that feature on Overdrive and Hoopla. And we're going to talk about some more of that stuff. But what else does the library have going on for the month of June since you've reopened? What's going to happen next?
Well, we don't have much going on right now. I think we're all kind of getting kind of back to work, reopening, dealing with, like, books and items that are now coming in that have all been checked out and gone for, like, the last couple months. We are going to be we're still doing summer reading, though. So it's going to be online this year. We're using a program recommended by the Alaska State Library, and everybody can start signing up for that on Monday the 15th, June 15th.
Is that mostly for students?
It's going to be for, I think, all ages, so kids of all ages, families. I'm not sure if it's for adults, too, and
no,
I'm not 100%
kids.
Sure if we're going to do an adult summer reading like we have in the past, but it's definitely for families and kids of all ages, so up to, like, teens can do it.
So what is summer reading for those who have never participated?
So summer reading is a kind of a way that we try to encourage kids to read during the summer, kids who kind of keep reading during the summer. They don't experience, there's like a summer slide, I think it's called, where kids who don't read during the summer, they kind of are at a deficit when they go back to school, and reading kind of helps keep them at a steady level. And so we want to encourage everybody to read all year long, but during the summer we have kind of like specific incentives. We're going to try and get prizes again from community members, like we have in the past, and kids can just kind of keep track of the books they read or do, like, other activities to kind of encourage reading during the summer.
Nice. I do have to say I've relied on reading so much in the last few months. It's a nice escape. It passes the time. And I always have relied on reading, but especially lately, and the library's just been such a great resource. So as I was kind of checking out the Facebook page and your website today, I checked out a couple of resources that I've heard about from you and never tried before. One of them is Canopy. And I just have to say, it looks amazing. Right now it's free with your library card. It was super easy to sign up. It has a lot of the same films that you can find on Netflix. The selection is way more impressive than I thought it would be. It's incredibly diverse. I love the interface, the categories, the way it's organized. They have sections that feature films about social and systemic injustice, which is something I think people really want to get educated on right now, and a section that features pioneering Black filmmakers. I don't know why I haven't signed up sooner, but tell me a little bit more about this resource and its availability.
Yeah, so we have the library pays for a subscription to Canopy, and like you said, it has so many different movies, documentaries, independent films, classics. There's like a whole range of different types of films that they have organized, so you can kind of quickly find what you're interested in or can search and find something kind of like new and different. And with Canopy, everybody has a number of credits each month, and each movie or documentary uses up a credit. And so once you're out of credits, unfortunately, you're kind of done for the month. But they reset at the beginning of the month, and so you can start again. So if you use up all your credits in June, in July, you can use Canopy again. And unfortunately, the credits don't roll over. So kind of like a use them or lose them kind of thing.
Well, I just I love it. I'm really excited to try it out, and it worked great. You know, I even tested it here in the office, and it was just nice and smooth. I didn't watch a movie at work today, but I just checked it out. So that's another great resource if you're if you need a break from the books, you can watch something great. And then another thing I have never checked out was the New York Times subscription. I saw an icon for it on the website, and so I signed up for it. And I mean, we were talking before the interview. I was asking, is this too good to be true? Like, all of a sudden, with my library card, I have all access to New York Times, and it's unlimited. So, tell me more about that.
Yeah. So anybody with their library card from Juno can go onto our website or through our databases and use it to get essentially a subscription to New York Times. You have full access to the whole newspaper. They also have a educational resource for teachers that they can use to kind of utilize New York Times stories and pictures to spark discussion in their classrooms that now you have unlimited access to. And I'm really glad you mentioned the New York Times, because unfortunately, the library is going to stop carrying we're only going to have the physical paper copy of the Sunday New York Times. So if you're somebody who comes to the library to read the New York Times, unfortunately, we're only going to have the Sunday, but then you can access this online.
Yeah, it was, again, extremely easy and quick to sign up, and it even, I was working on my computer, but it texted me a link to install the app, and now I have the app on my phone, which is usually where I read my news. So, what an incredible resource. Those are just two new things. Like, I'm big on the e-reading apps, but these are two new ones that I just discovered today. So maybe I'm a little late to the party, but I just wanted to say thanks to you and the library for providing those resources. I'm really excited to start using them.
Yeah, I'm glad you found them so you can mention them. So hopefully more people can now find them and use them.
Yeah. And then you had mentioned resources for teachers. And one other thing that I did not check out today, it wasn't as interesting to me as Canopy and New York Times, but Tutor.com is something you guys have been having. You know, you've had it for a while. Is that something that you think would be helpful for anybody who is still trying to, like, keep up with educating their kids at home over the summer or into the next school year even?
Yes. Yeah. So, luckily, we get Tutor.com. Thanks to the Alaska State Library, we're really happy to have the resource. And when we first got it, its main push was math and English tutors. So there's tutors available 7 days a week, and if you needed help with like a math problem or writing a paper, they don't do it for you. But if you give them a draft, they can kind of give you pointers on here's like a better usage of words and here's better grammar, or this is confusing, here's how we can make it make your paper better. So those are kind of what I've been talking about through the school year to help people. And there's other resources to kind of help with any other subject. And it goes from K to 12 as well as like intro to college. So pretty much any kind of like any school year, like any kind of wherever you are or wherever your kids are, like they'll have resources to help you out. They'll also have practice tests for people if they want to need to practice taking the ACT and SAT, you know, to get into college. And more recently, they've actually started pushing more like job search help resources. So, like, you can drop off an English paper. You can also drop off a cover letter if you're applying for a job. They'll give you kind of, like, help with practice interview skills, like that kind of assistance, too. So it's not just for people who are in school. Like, if you are, like, needing help doing a resume because you haven't done a resume in several years, like, they'll help you with that as well.
Wow. That also sounds like another fabulous resource, and that's free.
Yeah, it's free. You don't have to have a library card. You just have to be in Alaska. So you can just pretty much use any your own computer. You can come to the library and use one of our computers. And as long as you're in Alaska, you'll get access to tutor.com.
Excellent. Kate Inge, Juneau Public Libraries, thanks so much for speaking with me today and helping me spread the word about some of these great resources you've got going on. Even though we are reopening, I know people are still going to also be hunkered down a lot. So this is all great stuff to know about. Is there anything else you wanted to share with our listeners today?
No, we covered a lot. If anybody out there, if you have any questions, like please, we're still available. It's like 7 days a week. So just give us a call, 586-5249, and we'll be happy to help you.
All right. Thank you so much. Welcome back to your office, and I'll talk to you again next month.
All right. Sounds great.
Bye, Kate.
And bye.